Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I pray that you are well and blessed. And for those who are on the call yesterday or listened to the call yesterday, I apologize for saying Happy Tuesday on Wednesday. I took a social sabbatical, and I guess we are really more attached to social media than we think we are, because in my absence of not being online, I was still in tune to a previous day. So I apologize for saying Happy Tuesday when it was Happy Wednesday. I pray that your Wednesday was happy, beautiful, and blessed just as you are. This morning I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 39. While it was still night, way before dawn, he got up and went out to a secluded spot and prayed. Simon and those with him went looking for him. They found him and said, "Everybody's looking for you." Jesus said, "Let's go to the rest of the villages so I can preach there also. This is why I've come." He went to their meeting places, all through Galilee, preaching and throwing out the demons. Mark 1, 35, 39. First of all, I just love how Jesus, like, kind of like what's understood don't need to be explained, because he didn't explain to them when they said everybody's looking for you. He didn't give them an explanation of where he was or why he needed to be alone. He just said, "Let's go to the rest of the villages so I can preach and run out, throw out demons." That is powerful in itself to know that Jesus himself took his time. And there's more scriptures that will tell you when he leaves and go off to himself that he took his time. So it speaks to do two different things that's vital and important to our lives. One is prayer to start your day off and to start off any mission that you have set before you, going into prayer. And two, finding your secret place, finding your place that's sacred for you, your place that blesses you and takes you away. And I was looking for the scripture this morning on purpose, because 2 days I realized that I had not been fully attentive to my secret place, and it showed, like literally it showed. I thought that I was just super tired, and, you know, my days, and I just was sleepy. And so, you know, people were saying, "What's wrong? You don't see yourself." And I was like, "Oh, I got to take a nap." And, you know, one night I thought, because I went to sleep too early, and I'm like, I'm over-rested. And I'm like, "Okay, God, speak to my heart and tell me what is it, because I don't like this feeling. I don't like to feel the way that I'm feeling right now." And it wasn't until it was last night coming home and riding on the bridge, which is my secret place, is a place that a lot of other people complain about getting on, or they may be fearful to ride it. But I realized for the past 2 days that I had been neglecting my secret place by being occupied in other stuff, in conversation, and, you know, not just setting the tone for my day on my secret place. And last night as I looked, it was pitch black. And another reason why people don't like to drive over this water, because it's all water, you really can't see at night. But it was pitch black, and the moon was dancing on the water, and you can see the waves and the water just dancing in the flow of it. It was a beautiful sight, almost at midnight, and it was just something I just was like, oh, this is what I missed. I missed engaging in God's glory, engaging in God's beauty. This is my time that I missed for 2 days. I wasn't present to my sacred space. And so I had to go and find this scripture just to show myself and us how important it is to have that time before you go into a battlefield. Because I took a position at a school that I knew wasn't for me. It was for others. It was to bless others and see breakthrough in others. And it's a battle every day I go there. But to be able to be who I am is part of God having the victory in each and every life that I touch, because I know that he's doing a new thing through me at that place. So going there, I know that I have to be present to my sacred place. I have to be present so that all that needs to flow into me can come into me. So this morning, I pray that you will find it could be in your tub, your shower, your car, on the bus, wherever it is, because when I would catch the streetcar, that was my space. I would catch the streetcar on purpose, knowing that it was an hour to get to where I had to go. I would not want to drive because I wanted to have that time. So find your space, and don't let anything take you away from being present there, because it builds you up and prepares you to go out and do what Jesus said at the end, preaching and throwing out demons. You can equip yourself for it. Find your sacred space. Father God, this morning I thank you for the breath of life that you're breathing into us this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your reminder of who you are in our lives, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for your sacred spaces that you give each and every one of us. Lord God, we know that your presence is everywhere, Lord God, that your presence is fullness of joy, but it's the secret places that we can go to, Lord God, and truly find ourselves in you, truly be replenished to go out into this world, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for this revelation, and I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit that flows. I thank you, Lord God, for the second chances, Lord God, to reboot, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit that comes into us, Lord God, that we may go out, Lord God, and be great, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for wisdom and understanding, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for healing over our bodies, over our minds, over our spiritual man, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for this new day. I thank you for those that are praying for us, Lord God, who continue to keep us covered, Lord God, and lift us up, Lord God, in a powerful, powerful words, Lord God, and speaking truth over our lives, Lord God. I thank you for those people, Lord God, and I pray that you would touch them, Lord God. Lord God, your word says you never seen the righteous forsaken. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for putting your righteous hand upon us, and Lord God, calling us your children. Lord God, today I pray that those who are in need and who are looking for that spiritual place, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would point to them, Lord God, in the right direction, Lord God, and show them it doesn't have to be this beautiful, majestic place that they're trying to create, Lord God, but something as simple, Lord God, as driving in their car, focusing on the sun, focusing on the clouds, focusing on you, whatever they have, Lord God, as their possession, finding the beauty in that, Lord God, so that you may bless them and bless their day so they can go out and be a blessing to others. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. I thank you, Lord God, for this new day. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your favor. Lord God, I thank you for your joy and peace that's everlasting and ours for the taking. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, and I ask that you will forgive us for our sins, forgive us for our yesterday, and allow us to forgive ourselves so that we may be free and walk in all that you have for us. It is in Jesus' name we pray, and we give you thanks, all the honor, all the glory, and all the worship. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, love. Go out, be great, be love, be joy. Find your secret place. I'm excited to get in this car today and just feel his presence, feel his glory, and be replenished to go out and do great things. And I hope you feel the same. I love you so much. Have a great day.